And they both belonged to the university club. He was with the GE, and they were taking him to different plants for training a year at a time, I guess. And while he was in Fort Wayne, that's how my daughter met him.
Yes.
And they're from Macon, Georgia. And boy, I mean, they really, you knew when you're in the South there. Wonderful old family from Georgia. And when they were married, that's the first we met his people, and the in-laws and all came up here. And we were so amused with that soft Southern drawl, you know what I mean, and terms they used that was so different that...
So you really yeah. know what this
and of course,
dialect amounts to.
You know, they think we really talk sharp and Yankee. So I know there's a... I just love to hear those people talk. Later on, after they had married several years, my son-in-law told me, and he says they had definitely told him to try and watch that you all. And so,
well, so you have a real appreciation for these differences in dialect because
that's
you
right.
had it, you have it in your own family.
That's
actually.
Right.
So that's. Well, you're very sympathetic to this whole project, then, I can see.
And my oldest son married a Macedonian girl. And they're a distinct people, too, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
their way of life and so much different than ours. And we associate with them a lot, but... It really, you really know then that there's people that live different and use different terms and than you do.
That's one part of our Fort Wayne culture that I hadn't planned to look into very much, but I'll bet it's pretty important.
There's quite a there is quite a large group of, they own about all the restaurants.
Yes, that's right. And how they, whether their language shows much difference, I'm not sure, but apparently... Well, have you observed that it does?
Oh, yes. Of course, their language is a Slavic background, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, they tell me that in showing my pictures and in Russia and so forth, there was some of the readings that some of them can almost read that, you know what I mean, the Russian words, they'd know what they meant.
So you have a response from those people.
That's
they'd
right.
see these
that's
words
right.
on...
yeah,
railroad crossing.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You'd have them reading that for me.
That's right.
Well, back to this room for a moment. In terms of the various objects in the way of chairs and tables, what would be one word that would cover all of the furnishings?
Well, we would just say the furniture.
And what you're sitting on now, you would call this a
Davenport. Well, we seldom, what we spoke of as a sofa was, had a headrest on it, and they laid down more than a Davenport, you know. To whom we had what we call, always spoke of as a sofa. But it had a rest on where you could lay down, well, you can on this too, but I mean it was...
designed specially,
specially,
so a person could actually lay full length and put his head on an incline.
That's right. And we referred to that as the sofa.
Well, my grandfather had a similar object, and
well,
I didn't realize that it was had that special...
Well, that's what we always at home we had. When we didn't have a Davenport, I mean chairs and a sofa.
Well, that's surely interesting. Now then, the object placed at a window to which you pull up, I should say pull down, or let up to keep the sunlight out.
Shade.
And the fact that it's on a roller, what would you give it any different name, or would you?
No, we just usually say a shade.
All right. And a room in the house in which you would keep clothes, just a small room.
Let's see. We always